Ever wonder why Israel gets away with murder? I mean, literally. Whether it's burning babies in the occupied West Bank or shooting Palestinian teens, Israel's crimes go unpunished. Why? It's because international Jewry gives to Israel what no other country has, unchecked criminality. You see, international Jewry controls central banks that transfer billions in aid to nuclear-armed Israel. Stanley Fischer ran the Central Bank of Israel. He's now the de facto head of the Fed. Give him and his Rothschild masters control of the world's money, and they care not who would even dare make laws against Israel. That's why every hack panders to the Jewish state.
Under President Obama, we achieved unprecedented defense and intelligence collaboration and supported the development of the Iron Dome air defense system, which saved many Israeli lives when Hamas rockets began to fly from Gaza.
She means those homemade Hamas rockets that fell apart on roadside curbs.
Now, as I've said, it's time. It's time to take our alliance to the next level. A centerpiece of that effort must be ensuring that Israel continues to maintain its qualitative military edge.
Sure thing, Hillary. Arm the Antichrist Jewish state with nukes, jets and subs, and the entire world is hostage to Israel's designs. Even Trump, for all his bluster, plays his part.
Okay, Colin, take it away.
Mr. Trump, multiple past presidents have attempted to establish a peace agreement between both sides of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and the one common theme is that they've all been unsuccessful. What specific steps would you take to establish an agreement between both sides?
Okay, I think it's probably the toughest agreement of any kind to make. It has been going on for many years. Many friends of mine have been involved. They're very, very good businessmen, very good negotiators. It is a very, very tough agreement to make. I was with a very prominent Israeli the other day. He says it's impossible because the other side has been trained from the time they're children to hate Jewish people.
No, Trump. The other side hates what's been done to them, not because the occupiers are Jewish, but because they stole their land, murdered their grandparents, and continue to steal and murder today.
Whose fault do you think it is that there hasn't been peace?
You know, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it for a different reason, Joe, because if I do win, you know, there has to be a certain amount of surprise, unpredictability. Our country has no right. Unpredictability. If I win, I don't want to be in a position where I'm saying to you and the other side now say, we don't want Trump involved. We don't want, let me be sort of a neutral guy.
But the next day, Trump gave his deal away.
Well, you did mention that these kids that are funded by Hamas and Hezbollah.
They grow up hating.
They're grown up to hate.
That's why
Israel.
It's so tough. They grow up hating. They grow up, things were told to me that are incredible, and I won't even say.
What did they tell you? That phosphorus bombs were rained down on children in Gaza? That their limbs and arms were torn off by Israeli aggression? Did your Jewish friends tell you that, Donald?
How important, though, is our alliance? They're our number one ally in the region, and that alliance has been, well, fractured in a big way.
Israel is so important. What Obama has done to Israel is a disgrace.
He just upped aid to Israel to $4 billion per year instead of $3 billion. And that's a disgrace? Those Palestinian kids know that any deal by Trump will fall short of giving them back all the orchards, towns and villages the Jews stole from their grandparents. Trump is not neutral. He favors Israel. They got the bucks. Israel has a blank check signed by international Jewry to continue their boundless criminality. Mess with a Zionist agenda, you get sanctioned to death. For Israel is so important. You better say so. You won't get elected if you don't.